So I just heard this morning that the preacher was Sabbath on the Sabbath. Which goes along with the question I have for you. Does the sight of blood affect you? Some people just saying the sight of blood might make them queasy. Some are not really affected, unless, of course, maybe it's their own. We've all maybe experienced something like that. But let me ask you another question. What does blood sound like? What about the sound of blood? Does blood make a sound? No, ouch, after stabbing yourself in the finger doesn't count. Does blood make a sound? Turn to Genesis, the fourth chapter, starting in verse 8. And Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. And then when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Verse 10 says, "And the Lord said, 'What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground.'" Abel's blood cried out to God. He is killed by violence. His body lays in silence. And his blood cried out for vengeance. To God, this was a loud sound. He said, "The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground." In Hebrews, Abel's blood is referenced and compared to the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 12:24 says, "And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." Jesus' blood speaks a better word. As I said, Abel's blood was shed by violence and cries for vengeance. Jesus' blood, too, was shed by violence, but instead it calls for forgiveness. Luke 23:34, Jesus said, "For Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Abel was killed unsuspectedly. Jesus offered his life knowingly and willingly. John 10:18 says, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I've received from my Father." The blood of Abel cried for revenge. The blood of Jesus offers redemption. Abel's blood was spilled of anger and jealousy and hate. Jesus' blood was given out of love and compassion and grace. Matthew 26:28 says, "For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin." The cry of Abel's blood provoked the wrath of God. The blood of Jesus justifies and saves from that same wrath. Romans 5:9 says, "Since therefore we now have been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved from him, by him, from the wrath of God." My desire today isn't to diminish the blood of any innocent victim, but to show you that the blood of Jesus is better and stronger and nobler. Father, we come before you, thanking you for the blood of Jesus. And Father, we come this day to remember not just the event that caused him to bleed and die. Father, remembering the body as well that was beaten and abused. Father, all Jesus did all this, Father, because he was willing to do it. And he did it because of his love and compassion and mercy for us. Father, we just want to take this time to remember him. And also, Father, to examine ourselves and realize our need for him. Father, our need to be forgiven, our need for mercy, our need for grace that's only possible through the blood of Christ. So, Father, as we partake of this juice and this bread today, may we remember those things. For we ask all this in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.